So Cheryl Jolly, obviously you have a lot of experience in the Brunswick County school system, 30 years. So I'm just wondering how you feel the board is heading, how you feel the school system is heading. Do you think it's going in the right direction?
I do. I wish that teachers were more respected and were more involved in decision making. I think that's certainly an area that the school board can work on. But for the most part, I think the school system is on the right track.
If you could tell me about what motivated you to run for the Board of Education.
Communication. A lot of people, a lot of parents feel that they aren't listened to by the school board. And often it, well, let me think about this. One of the reasons that people feel unlistened to is because what they wanted did not go the way they wanted it to. But everybody should feel like they have been listened to. It may not end up the way you want it to, but everybody should feel like someone is listening to me. I know teachers do not feel listened to or even consulted. And that is one of the biggest issues for me, is that we have got to make people in the community feel like they are a part of the educational process.
Yeah, and what would your plan be for improving that communication and issues with transparency?
One of the things is I would look to the Teacher of the Year for the county to be kind of a spokesperson for the teachers. I would consult her and ask her to get back with me on what teachers are saying about an issue. I don't think you can listen to everyone, but that seems to be a good way to get teacher feedback. And for parents, I would n not often have a play a time at the meeting where people are signing up to speak. If you want to limit how many people speak per side, it needs to be done as they are signing up, not at the meeting itself. Because when people are courageous enough and passionate enough to sign up to speak on behalf of a topic, I think they, and you let them sign up, they should at least be heard.
Are there any other specific issues you feel are maybe at the top of your priority list right now?
One of the things that I feel we need to do is work on narrowing the achievement gap in test proficiency, ACT scores, things like that. And one way I think that that can be done is through pre-K education. One program we have is Smart Start, and I would love to see that expanded so that people are able to take advantage of that even more freely. When students start school behind, they rarely are able to catch up. That means that they're never going to be proficient according to the state's data on tests like reading and mathematics. They also are more likely to leave school without a diploma. So I think actually expanding Head Start program would also raise test scores and would also raise graduation rate. The biggest part for Brunswick County is that we don't have enough spaces. I would like to see it maybe move to the elementary schools and expanded. And of course, that's going to take funding. And right now, there is no funding to expand Smart Start. So we've got to get funding, and then we've got to figure out where we can house a bigger program. So there are things that have got to be figured out, but I think it's worth doing.
Yeah, concerning the current board, do you think, what do you think they've done well, and what do you think they've done not so well? What would you like to see?
I was on board with them with their decision about remote learning for 4.5 weeks and then hybrid learning for 4.5 weeks. I was kind of disappointed that they decided to go all in for K through five, mostly because this is the way I was looking at it. We brought the teachers to school during remote learning. There was no outbreak, so we can move to having half students. If there is no outbreak, then we can think about maybe bringing them back full force. I am a little concerned that people may not understand that if someone gets sick within that classroom, everyone's going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And that can be a hardship. So I was a little concerned about that, especially since if they're not going back until October 5th, it would have been kind of like 2 more weeks. So because the biggest thing is teachers are not asked what they think. And you're asking teachers some of whom have autoimmune illnesses themselves that cause them to be more susceptible, or they have diabetes or high blood pressure, all things that make them more susceptible. A lot of them are taking care of elderly parents. Some teachers I know, parents have had COVID, and they're afraid because they have to care for them that if they're exposed to it, those parents might get COVID again. Or those that are taking care of their parents who haven't been sick, they've really worked hard on keeping them well, that they may, you know, inadvertently bring something to them. So I think teachers need to be consulted, and that certainly is something that I think is an issue. Before COVID, one of the things that bothered me is that I don't know if the school board did this, but I'm assuming since I heard nothing about it, that it did not exist. But we've got to rally the General Assembly for fully funding schools. As an English teacher, when I retired 2 years ago, we had had English books for 17 years. And, you know, there's no way to replace them. They're foul and vile by this time. And there's an issue when we can't get textbooks. And so not asking the General Assembly for funding as an entity, as a school board, I think it was a big issue. Salaries, of course, you know, just funding that makes it that makes school able to function without teachers having to take out of their pocket, or without students having to do without the resources they need. And so as a school board member, my first act would probably be to write to the House Speaker, to the Senate Majority Leader in the General Assembly, and say, this is what we've got to have. The time is now. We've waited too long.
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to mention about your campaign and why you're running, and, you know, your case for your candidacy?
When I graduated from college, Brunswick County gave me a chance, and they also helped me to develop as a teacher leader. All of the success that I've had in my career, I owe to Brunswick County Schools. And I want Brunswick County Schools to be the best in the state. I have a personal and passionate kind of connection with Brunswick County. The other thing is that I want to see students in Brunswick County not feel as if they are inferior to other areas of the state. I had a student email me from college and say, I can't believe it. We were reading a short story by Flannery O'Connor, and I was the only person who had ever read any Flannery O'Connor because we read that book in class. And I was like, see, I told you, you are ready for college. But a lot of times our kids feel inferior because they are from a rural community that often gets kind of overlooked. And so I understand that, and I want them to get the education that tells them you can be successful wherever you want to go. So those are two things I'm very passionate about, and I think that passion and that personal connection are the things that make me an ideal candidate. Very often people complain about the way things are, but they don't want to try to make an effort to change them. And so I thought to myself, you know, do you want to complain or do you want to work for change? And so that's why I decided to run.